guest, who is I'm very, very pleased that she has come to our show on Radio Voice of Islam Drive Time Show. It's Monica Price. Monica Price is the chief executive of Homeopathy UK, the UK's leading charity for the promotion of homeopathy. Monica has over 20 years' experience in the health sector and is the media's go-to expert on well-being and nutrition. So I'm very pleased to introduce her to our show, and I welcome her. Assalamu alaikum, peace be on you, Monica.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to have you on our show today, because obviously homeopathy is something which is it is a bit controversial, but it's very, very a lot of people are interested in it as well.
Absolutely.
And I think from our community point of view, because our community promotes homeopathy to the extent that all over the world we do have free clinics for homeopathy which are run. And you, I think that the job you are doing is very similar. And I think that at some stage we should coordinate with each other and we'll be useful for each other as well. So my first question to you is, homeopathy often receives criticism for lacking scientific evidence. How do you respond to skeptics, and what evidence can you provide to support the efficacy of homeopathic treatments?
I think, you know, this is, as you're aware, you know, people are always very skeptical about homeopathy and its treatments, but I think the proof is in the results. You know, there's always going to be scientists that will differ in their opinion. And I believe this is healthy, because this is how we reach a conclusion, by having, you know, opinions being debated. But we only have to look at the results to see that homeopathy works. And, you know, whilst we can say, oh, there's no absolute total hard evidence that homeopathy treatments work, we know that they do. And it's just like, how, as I say, so that's why I think we have to look at the results, and also the difference of opinion in how people perceive things. It's a bit the same with climate change. Some people believe it's because of us humans, and some people to say it's just a natural progression in the earth. So I think we have to look at the results, what's happening, and the absolute increase in people using homeopathy around the world.
Absolutely. So could you share some examples of conditions or ailments that homeopathy is particularly effective in treating?
Yes. I mean, the wonderful thing about homeopathy is that it treats everything. There's not really anything that you can't treat with homeopathy treatments, both chronic or acute. You know, you can have an emotional condition or a physical condition. It can help with everything. But the most common conditions that we see in our clinics, we have 9 charitable clinics at Homeopathy UK, and we offer free and low-cost treatment. And the most common things that we see are anxiety, depression, eczema, chronic fatigue, insomnia, asthma. We have people come to us with menopausal conditions, osteoporosis. So these are kind of the main ones that we see. But, you know, there's, as I say, there's so many more. It can be used to treat so many acute illnesses and also diseases. And I think people are just opening their minds now to having an alternative and a complementary medicine. I'm a qualified nutritional therapist, so I've been in the complementary medicine world for a very long time. And I know, and I've seen a definite increase in people just looking at their health rather differently, and trying to understand that actually going to the doctor and having the medication is not always the right way for that person.
Yeah, I'm sure that, you know, many of the people, they are actually coming to alternative treatments because of the side effects of the medicine they are receiving. Many of the allopathic medicine, and, you know, you can't cure the chronic conditions, and all you need, all you do is a symptomatic treatment, and out of that you get a lot of side effects, and the side effects are even worse than the disease itself. And I think
I agree with that. I think, you know, people now, often if you go to a doctor, I mean, there's always room for conventional medicine, of course there is, but there has to be a place for complementary medicine, so the two have got to be integrated. So, you know, integrated medicine is very, very key. And there is a surge in the UK for young doctors. They're training to the sort of ways in complementary medicine, including homeopathy. And we have many doctors and nurses and vets that are trained in homeopathy. And all these things are increasing. And in my opinion, and what we do as a charity, I think COVID had a lot to do with this. I think people were on their own during COVID, and they looked for other ways to improve their health. And they came across, maybe for the first time, homeopathy, and tried it and realized that it actually does work. Because, as you know, it stimulates the healing process, and it's very effective because it's the own body's healing process. And it's a very effective and specific treatment for that person.
So just for the reassurance of people, you know, who want to have treatment from homeopathy, how do you ensure the quality and safety of homeopathic products, and what regulations govern the manufacturing and distribution of these products?
I think that's a really good question, and I think it's really important that people understand that homeopathy and the homeopathic medicines are regulated. They're strictly regulated by the MHRA, which is the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, and the manufacturers themselves are governed by what's called the GMP, which is a good manufacturing practice, and there is very strict quality control at every stage of the process of the medicines being made. And then, of course, you've got the pharmacies who dispense these remedies and prescriptions are governed by the General Pharmaceutical Council. So, you know, all these remedies are recognised in law by the EU regulations. And, you know, and they're also included in the European Pharmacophobia, which is the conventional drug standards reference for all medicines around the world. So, you know, people often think, oh, they're unregulated. You know, the sceptics will think that, but they're not. It's quite the opposite. And I think that's essential. I think moving forward, people have to realise that this isn't just something that, you know, people have suddenly come to the table and said, oh, try this. These are really, really well-known and effective treatments that people are being healed by, and I think that's very important.
I just have one question here. So if someone wanted to practice homeopathy, or someone wants a medicine for homeopathy, what's the best way to obtain it here in the UK?
I think there's a brilliant organisations, but the faculty, the Faculty of Homeopathy, have a registered their registered list of practicing homeopaths. So these are doctors, nurses, as I say, and vets. And so if you go to somebody like an established position like that, where you're going to a company where you've got established regulations, where you know they can be trusted, that's the homeopath to choose. It's like anything. It's the same with nutrition. You can go online and do a nutritional course, you know, and become a nutritionist, so to speak, in a day. Look for the qualifications. I think that's really important, which is why I'm a huge, you know, in favour of having everything regulated, because I think that's going to be the way forward. You know, integrative medicine, to have that running alongside conventional, you know, it's going to have to be regulated. So it means going to somebody who's, you know, been approved, been you know, certified, you had that qualification. If I was going to somebody, then I would look for all of that and look for their training, you know, look to see what they've actually done to achieve this goal, because that's really important.
So for the benefit of the listeners, if someone wanted to treat their disease, is there a specific website where they could go onto, and then the way you go to the GP, you meet someone, he checks everything, and then he prescribes that medicine and gives it to you, or you get it from the pharmacy? How does that work?
Well, what you have to do is, when you go to see a homeopath, they will do a very, you know, they'll have a consultation with you and look at your health, usually from, you know, before even the condition has started. They will look at your emotional health, they'll look at your physical health, and they will have a real understanding about what you're eating, what you're doing, what your lifestyle is like, and then that homeopath will come up with a treatment for you. They'll come up with a treatment plan, and then you'll get those medicines prescribed by this doctor, by a doctor, and they will then, you know, you then start your treatment. And as you said, you know, the wonderful thing about homeopathy treatment, there's little or no side effects because there's no chemicals involved.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's the wonderful thing about it, because this is the problem with putting it, you know, alongside conventional medicine. We know conventional medicine has a place, absolutely, absolutely has a place. But we have to look at ways, and other people are looking at ways now to to better their health. And I think, you know, long term, for example, it can be, it will be incorporated into, you know, medical practices like the NHS, for example, you know, just on a cost basis, because we know that the cost of medicines are going up and up and up. And whereas conventional medicine is continuing to increase, complementary medicine is often not as expensive to manufacture, but we still have the same stringent, you know, regulations that control it. So I feel there's a definite shift. I feel there's a definite shift. And I think people, as I say, are beginning to look at complementary medicine in a very different way. And yes, I think that's a good thing.
Yes. Where do you see the future of homeopathy heading, both in terms of its acceptance within the medical community and its popularity among the general public? I mean, the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, we practice homeopathy a lot. And as I mentioned before, the fourth head, the Khalif of the Ahmadiyya Muslim community, he wrote very detailed books on this as well. But what's your opinion on this?
I think, it's really important. And I mean, it's already accepted in the medical community. You know, we have medical homeopaths, as I say, who are qualified doctors, nurses and vets. And I think that's only going to continue. I think, you know, it was really unfortunate that in 2017, the NHS decided to stop funding for the homeopathic treatment, whereas in Scotland, it's purely funded. I think this is why our clinics are so popular. You know, we have waiting lists for all of our clinics because we totally fund those clinics, and we have 9 across the country. And you know, we've got our clinics and our homeopathic pharmacies, they're more busy than they've ever been. So that alone to me says that it's increased in its popularity, and that is only going to continue.
Monica, I just wanted to ask you, you know, being a CEO of Homeopathy UK, have you had any like approach to the NHS authorities that, you know, to take back the decision of stopping the prescription, free prescription on NHS for homeopathy?
Yes, it's something I'm very keen to do. I feel that, you know, we have to keep knocking on the door and reminding people that, you know, this is a very important part of our world now. It's something that can't be ignored, and as I say, it's in Scotland already, and it has been. It was only taken away from us in 2017 because of lack of evidence. But I do really feel there's a shift, and people are now beginning to question that, because people aren't—they don't want to go to the doctors all the time. And as I say, I think it does stem from COVID. A lot of this stems from COVID because we couldn't reach our doctors at the time. So people looked for other alternative treatments, as I've said. And I think that kind of made people think, oh, do you know what? I think actually, this is actually working. I don't want to be taking these pills, because often with conventional medicine, as you know, you'll take one pill to relieve the symptom, and then you have to take another pill because the symptom of that pill is giving you another symptom. And then it becomes this spiral of taking tablets all the time. And I think people, particularly the younger generation now, are questioning that. And they want to see a more healthier, more holistic treatment that they want it to be offered, which is why it's so wonderful when you go to these conventions. And there's the Integrative Medical Convention in June in the UK here, where you see young doctors who are practicing GPs but have incorporated this, you know, this complementary medicine into their practice. And I think that's going to increase. And certainly as a CEO, it's something that I welcome.
Of course, with this situation, we need more people to be properly trained in homeopathy.
So very important.
People are going to the right people rather than, because homeopathy, anybody can practice, but to practice it correctly, you need people who are trained. So how do you encourage individuals to pursue education and training in this area of homeopathy?
It's something as a charity, it's one of our missions to encourage young people to become homeopaths. And, you know, our recent survey said that the people who'd had homeopathic treatments, you know, 40% of them were likely to go on and practice homeopathy themselves. So there is an absolute need for it. It's just really raising awareness, which I plan to do with the charity, raise awareness, making sure that people know where to go. So signposting people where to go to for these courses. They know where to be trained. They know that this training is going to be, you know, it's qualified, they're competent to train. I think that's really important. And I think it's I think that's been the problem as a whole with complementary medicine, because, and I've seen it, you know, in the many years I've been in it, it's people, as I say, you can go online and you can do all these courses, and then that gives your skill a very bad name. So I think we've got to stop those. We've got to, I don't think we're ever going to wipe those things out, because that's impossible. But we have to actively encourage people to take an accredited qualification that will be recognised in their industry. And I think that's really important moving forward. And that's why it's wonderful that we have, you know, the doctors and the nurses and the vets who continue to practice. And as I say, this is increasing year on year. And I think that is the way forward.
Thank you very much, Monica. It has been a pleasure talking to you. And I think you have spoken quite in detail about homeopathy. And thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Thank you. Goodbye.
So this was Monica Price. She's the CEO of Homeopathy UK. You can go and search on Homeopathy UK, which is quite I have visited the website, and it's quite a comprehensive website. It gives you the idea who are the qualified homeopaths near you. You can approach them. Also, the qualifications, what qualifications do you need to look at, you know, whether they register with the Faculty of Homeopathy, or there are two other associations, which if they are registered with them, then you can reliably go and see them. So it's quite a useful website for Homeopathy UK, and you can consult that. Now, as regards, you know, we've got only a few minutes left. What I